I want the war to end as quickly as anybody wishes, but I don't want the nucleus of another war left whole. August 19th was D-Day for Chartres. It was scheduled to be a daylight drop. All around Membury that morning, men were getting up at first light. After a more or less sleepless night, spent mainly sweating on their cots, imagining all sorts of possibilities, they dressed silently. They were detached and gloomy. No one was cutting mohawk haircuts. There were no shouts of, "Look out, Hitler, here we come." It was more a case of, "Mama, if you ever prayed for me, pray for me now." Joyous news over the radio. Patton's Third Army tanks had just taken the DZ at Chartres. The jump was canceled. The men shouted. They jumped up and down. They laughed. They blessed George Patton and his tankers. They cheered and danced. That afternoon, they returned to Aldbourne. On Sunday morning, August 28th, the 506th held a memorial service for the men killed in Normandy. When it was announced that the men would have to give up their Sunday morning, there was terrific moaning and groaning. As one trooper put it, he would honor the dead on Saturday morning or all day Monday, but he'd be damned if he'd honor the dead on his own time. But that was just talk, a soldier exercising his inalienable right to grouse. He put on his Class A uniform and went along with the rest. Easy Company was taken by buses to Regimental HQ on the estate of Lord Wills at Littlecote, outside Chilton Foliat, where it joined the other companies on a soft green field. A band played the Dead March in such a slow cadence that everyone got out of step. But once the regiment was in place, the 2,000 young American warriors spread like a solid brown carpet on the lawn, the grand castle before them. It made an inspiring sight. Chaplain McGee gave a talk, saying the dead really were heroic. America really was worth dying for. Those who died did not die in vain, and so on. The men were more impressed by the regimental prayer written by Lieutenant James Morton and read by the chaplain. Almighty God, we kneel to Thee and ask to be the instrument of Thy fury in smiting the evil forces that have visited death, misery, and debasement on the people of the earth. Be with us, God, when we leap from our planes into the dark abyss and descend in parachutes into the midst of enemy fire. Give us iron will and stark courage